T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, welcome back to our show. It is a rainy Tuesday afternoon. I'm Scoot on the air, and Colin Arnold is Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness for the City of New Orleans. Colin, welcome to the show this afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, what is it that you want to talk to the people of New Orleans about with the rain on the way?
Yeah, we got a pretty good rain this morning, about 2 inches around the city, and it was pretty moderate, so that wasn't too bad. But there's more coming, and it will probably be heavier tonight and into tomorrow. And really, we'll probably be clear of this around Thursday afternoon. And it's really just the concern is not really wind or anything else from Nicholas, but just rain, and rain in an amount that is a problem for us with all this debris on the ground. And so anything that the residents can do to help us with making sure storm drains are cleaned is really appropriate right now. And then also just safety, you know, staying off the road in flooded streets, not driving through flooded streets, and really just you know, taking care of each other as far as that goes. But yeah, the concern would be a smaller amount of rain that maybe wouldn't affect us normally could be kind of exacerbated by the amount of debris that's out there right now, which we're cleaning up. You know, they've gotten about 15,000 cubic yards at this point out of, we estimate there's about 200,000 cubic yards out there. So from Ida. And so that's what we're working with right now.
I moved up to West End, and I was walking home from a restaurant Saturday night, and I saw a storm drain in front of an apartment building that I don't live in. It's a condo building that I don't live in, but there was a storm drain that had a lot of leaves and twigs in front of it. It looked like it had drained all in that area from Ida. And then I went out this morning to actually clean it. I could only go so far because I didn't have a shovel. But I went down on the lower grade of the storm drain, and it was caked with mud and wood. And, I mean, there was even vegetation growing out of it. So it apparently had been there for a long time.
Yeah.
And I think when people, you know, I think in a home, people are going to be more prone to look at their storm drains. But this is in front of a big condo building, and these are people that wouldn't even maybe think to look at their drain. But it was, I mean, it was obvious to me, so it should be obvious to them as well.
Yeah, clearly. Maybe I can get that from you offline. But in those cases, you know, certainly that's a bigger job, and we would recommend calling 311. And we have and reporting it. And we do have vacuum trucks, out there working today. They've been out there every day since the storm, trying to catch up or at least make a dent in probably what is more common than not right now, being that, you know, a Category 4 storm came over us, and I've never seen them. Amount of debris that's out there that we've seen before.
No, it's I see it out there too. I'm amazed that it's as clean as it is at this point. So it seems like everybody's storm drain is the most important thing. And if you live in an apartment complex or condo, and you don't think about your storm drain because it's not a house on a street, then maybe you should think about it and go out there and look, because, you know, it could be your unit, it could be your car that gets flooded.
That's correct. Absolutely.
Any other advice that you have for the citizens of New Orleans right now?
I'd ask for patience with the sanitation situation. It's not an issue with the city with finances or any of the other things that we're tending to see on social media. This is purely a capacity issue, and it's an issue that we were facing before Ida, and it's been magnified now and multiplied by the storm because we have a lot of solid waste or household waste that's out on the street right now. The companies that are contracted by the city to do this just don't have the staff. It started as a COVID thing. It's metastasized because of evacuations and people coming back into town, workers coming back into town. And we're doing day and night trying to work out how to get this cleaned up as quickly and efficiently as possible. But it is a significant challenge. I'll just put it that way. It's significant. You know, we're brainstorming on every way we can do it to try and figure out how to get more people down here to help us with this.
But the main source of the problem is a lack of staffing.
Correct. Yeah, and I would say secondary would be maintenance on these vehicles, the availability of parts, the availability to get maintenance with shops closed down or just reopening right now. The trucks are abused on a daily basis with the amount of garbage that goes in them, and the sheer amount of garbage that's out there right now post-storm is meaning more trips to the dump, which is in Avondale. You're taking a truck significantly out of service just to go empty and then come back, and they're not able, you know, it becomes self-fulfilling. They can't keep up with what's out there. And then that's where we're at right now.
Yeah, and then there's just the potential of a little more with Nicholas. I mean, hopefully this is not going to be a bad thing, but it's going to be significant enough to put a dent in what we're doing now.
I think there will be a resolution. We're working on some things with our debris contractor. We're going to keep pursuing this and going after it. I will say that this is a problem nationwide because we've asked for other assets from other states to come in and work with us on this, and they don't have the capacity to handle their own sanitation stuff on a daily basis. So we know that we're not alone. And we saw this with other types of drivers, school buses. We've seen it with motor coach buses. Drivers and these types of labor jobs, operators, are very difficult to find right now with COVID.
Well, where did they go? I mean, there's always been that element of society that filled those driver positions. Where do they go, and what's the solution?
I don't know the answer to that. I can only say, you know, COVID had impacts on these groups, just like it did on everyone.
Yeah.
The ramp down in services meant jobs were lost in certain sectors, and then people didn't come back, found other employment.
Yeah.
It's the same story we've probably heard for the last year and a half.
Well, it doesn't make it any easier for us, but it's a little comforting to know that we're not the only ones that have this problem.
We're not, and I think, you know, I know it's tough right now, but I will say that we made it through a big storm, and we have neighbors to our west who are not as fortunate with their homes and with their infrastructure. And I know, look, my street is filled with trash, too. I live in the city, and it's frustrating, but I know that it will get cleaned up, and we just need to be thankful for, you know, how we made it through this. And that's how I'm looking at it with my family.
So as frustrating as all of this is, and if the trash is still out there, if the garbage, if the debris is still there, what you want people to know is that you're aware of it, you haven't forgotten about them, and you're working on it as hard as you can.
Yes, and it's multiple people. It's not just me. We have a team here. We're meeting in about an hour about it again to try and work on some next steps. And this will be resolved, but I just want people to be patient about it and realize that the trash that is coming through may just pick up your container, your 96-gallon trash container. They can't do the bags at this time just because they're trying to catch up, and this is the easiest way for them to do that is to grab the container. So once the container's empty, take those bags and put them in the container, and we'll try and rinse and repeat and keep doing this until it's gone.
Yeah. It's a great attitude. I mean, you know, maybe I can help out because there are people who think that I drive trash every day on the show. Maybe I can help out.
You said it, not me.
All right. Colin Hartle, Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness for the City of New Orleans. Thank you for your time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!